China. Quack, quack.
What do I do, Lord? Destroy the China.
This is their plan, people. Be hard.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hello there. Yeah, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you live from the balcony in the jungle. How are you doing? I've just been fucking drinking there now. I haven't been drinking there in a while. Like, I'm not even heavy drinking, but I've been doing so much physical activity that I'm after flooring two beers. I'm out on the balcony fucking flooring beers. Staring into the jungle. I floored one beer. I was in a restaurant earlier and I drank another beer. They got beers called Bintangs. You should try them, they're great. They're just so beery. And you just drink them and they just go right up to your bloody head. And it's like yum, 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 yum. Do you know what I mean? If you know what I mean. It tastes good and it makes you feel special in the brain. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Makes you feel special in... Christ, what's that? There's something moving. Anyway. It's about 27 degrees, humid. 25 past 9. Sometime in April. Welcome to the fucking show. Folks. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? It's a half moon. I'm looking up at the moon and there's half it there. Does anyone know how that works? Do you guys know how that works? Is it the sun's reflecting on half it or some shit? Do you remember that movie, The Truman Show? The guy who created the whole world that Truman lived in, he actually just lived in the moon. That's where, like, the control center was. I think that's more likely than there actually being a real moon. Do you know what I mean? Well, how? Why? Why? What? How? Is it just suspended up there? Get the fuck out of town. I don't believe that shit. I don't believe anything anymore. Anyway, it looks like Iran attacked Israel. I'm doing the headlines tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I've had two beers of me. So we're going to fucking predict World War III and we're going to take bets on who's going to win and who our alliances are with. Now, I am psychologically Christian, I guess. So therefore, I'm opposed to both Iran and Israel. I think they're heathens. Because I'm like a Buddhist Christian who dabbles in Hinduism and also... Obviously, everyone knows I'm originally pagan. Hence why I have so much admiration for the moon, even though I don't believe in it, is what I said a second ago. I'm after two beers. Anyway, so what you guys... Who are you guys going for in the war? Before, it was like Israel and Palestine, and like everyone was going for Palestine because they were, a lot smaller and more fragile and they didn't really have the means to defend themselves. They attacked once and then they got their bottom fucked, you know, quite drastically in the last 6 months. But now, big bad Iran. Do you guys know about big bad Iran? The Ayatollah, he don't take no shit. Now he's involved and he's like, yo, you fucking Jews, apologize for the center you blew up in Damascus or some shit. I'll tell you what, I haven't been following it to the detail. But I'm vibing with it, like, you know. Not in a good way, I'm not vibing with World War III. But I'm vibing as in I kind of just guess, I make it up as I go along. Anyway. What should we do, ladies and gentlemen? What should we do? You, me, the seven of us that listen to this podcast, what should we do to avoid World War III? I have a few ideas, but my ideas is like just annoying both sides so severely that they just nuke me. Which, that's Christ-like. As a Christian, that is very Christ-like. If I become so heinously just fucking belligerently anti-Semitic and Islamophobic. Just out of the charts. No one can even fucking look me in the eyes. I mean, both countries, both states, both peoples might be so bothered by me that they forget about each other, you know what I mean? So, what we're going to do now is we're going to list off all the slurs we have for the fuck, those two beers went to my head, didn't they? Right, the fellas that killed Christ, that's a slur for them, and the sand n-words is a slur for the other fellas. Fuck, guys, what am I doing here? Seriously, I gotta fucking start writing down topics to talk about. I'm baiting myself into trouble here. I know, I'm just struck by the war, that's what I'm saying. As a pacifist, as a, you know, as a pagan pacifist Buddhist who's psychologically Christian, I am disturbed by the war. And I'm smiting all the fake Christians around the globe who are pro-Zionism. I guess that's a stance. I'm taking a stance right there. If you're fucking one of those fake fucking American Christians who thinks it's okay to send arms and cash to support the state of Israel, I think you're a bad Christian. And I think Jesus would be... He wouldn't be fucking Muslim, I'll tell you that much. He would think that is retarded. Jesus Christ... I speak for Jesus. Is that too much? Is it too much for me to speak for Jesus right now? He would think that being a Muslim is full-blown fucking retarded. Right? That being said, he was killed by the Jews. So, you know, we're really going to have to get his opinion on it. You know what I mean? I had a joke I was doing in Australia about the war. Before it got to this point. This is before Iran even got involved. But I was like, Jesus Christ, I fucking said this before on the podcast. Anyway, I'll say it again. Who gives a fuck? I've had two beers. I can't remember none. I was like, Jesus Christ, he was a Palestinian Jew. So we got to wait for him to come back. He'll figure this out. He'll sort it out. He'll be like, gather both sides together, and he'll be like, have you guys tried Christmas? Because it's amazing. It's better than your gay war. Your gay war. Your war is gay. War is gay. If you go to war, you're a faggot. I'm such a fucking slow cunt. That made me laugh so much. Okay. Story time. A couple of years ago, like 15, 20 years ago. Jesus Christ, what age am I? I'm 35. So I'm 20. 15 years ago, I was at like Oxygen Festival. And we were just there causing havoc. Because it's a music festival in Kildare. And we're literally, maybe we went to see a band. Probably not. We went there to take drugs, get drunk. Fuck it. At the end of the festival, we just burnt our tent. You know, that there's something very beautiful about burning your tent at the end of the festival. Because the whole campsite actually looked like Gaza at the end. So we like fucking burnt it to the ground at the end. But during the festival, I don't know, one of the lads... Because we were like dressing up and shit, like looking ridiculous. One of the lads' dad is high up in the army. Like real high up in the Irish army, which is a hilarious army. The peacekeeping army. They're just based in Lebanon, just watching missiles go back and forth. Probably just fucking waiting to get back to Ireland to have a Guinness, you know what I mean? I'm sure they do something worthwhile. I'm being very disrespectful. But anyway, so one of the lads' dad was like high up in the army. So one of the boys, I'm not going to say who it was, he like stole parts of his uniform, you know, to wear at the festival, just to be mad, like, you know, we were wearing like fucking sombreros and like priest collars, and then he had like a soldier's hat. Anyway, there was a commotion. I was like fucking on some sort of drug binge in the tent one day during the festival, and there was a commotion, and some guy was like, where the fuck did you get that hat? And we were like, what are you talking about? And Domo was wearing this guy's dad's hat. Domo would just pick up hats and just wear them. He was a big drunk, you know? And some random guy was just popping off. Where'd you get that hat? That's part of an Irish army uniform. And we're all going, shut up, you faggot. Just disrespect the shit of a soldier so much. Go away, you gay soldier. And it's like, that's how fucking cocky you could be to a soldier in Ireland, because it's a neutral country. We're like, shut up, faggot. It's not even a real fucking, it's not even a real job. You just smoke cigarettes at the fucking barracks. You know it. You're not being deployed anywhere. You're doing nothing. He was about like 20. He was like our age. We just get them bullying him for being a soldier. That would never happen in America or Israel or any shit like that. You wouldn't be able to bully a soldier when you're a pack of fucking drunks. He was like, he was trying to like fucking call it in. He was like ringing people and shit. And we're like, you fucking absolute, stop being a telltale, you fucking baby. I hope he got killed in a war. No, he did. Of course he didn't, because they're not involved in a war, which is good. We're pacifists. Thank God we're pacifists. We're Christ-fearing pacifists. Anyway, that guy's probably a nice guy. You know what I mean? I just thought it was really gay to be like so bothered about some piece of this is, I don't know what was going on in 2010 or 2011. It was probably Israel and Palestine again, and the Irish army was probably deployed in the Lebanon, but he wasn't there. Anyway, it was funny the way we were bullying him. Just make him feel bad about his fucking joy. I wanted to join the army. That was my plan as well. When I was 16, I went on work experience to Collins Barracks in Cork, in the north side. And I went up there. It was me and it was two fucking chicks from Cove who were fucking absolute trollops. Like, absolute muck savages. Like, smell of pregnancy off them. Just big, how would you call it? Dumper asses. Big nappy ass fucking trollops. I know I'm sounding like a sexist cunt, but you should have seen the cut of these fucking trollops. So it's me and these two chicks. We're all 16 and we're going for work experience, you know, in fourth year. It's like, what you want to do with your life? I want to join the army, because you could be retarded and join the army and get paid. And I was like, I'm retarded. All I have to do is follow instructions. I could do that. That was my plan. Anyway, we got to the barracks and a couple of soldiers threw condoms at the girls that I was with. They must have been about 14 or 15. It was a proper pedo attack. Anyway, I talked to some guys up in the barracks and they were like, don't join the army. All we do is hang up around here and smoke cigarettes. It's absolutely pointless and we're depressed. And I never joined it. I should have done, because smoking cigarettes and doing nothing sounds like a fucking good crack. Anyway. Don't fuck around with me, cunt. You'll get burnt, is what I'm saying. So what else is there? I'm fucked. I did an hour and a half of boxing today and then I did an hour and a half of yoga. I'm busted. That's what I'm drinking. I'm drinking and I'm eating carbs. I'm just trying to replace calories. You know what I mean? Sick. That's what you can do. You exercise the shit of it. And then all you have to do is replace calories so you can act like a fucking pig. Anyway, so I guess we should do a review and a breakdown of what we just discussed. Being Muslim or Jewish is pretty fucking gay. Is that what I'm trying to say? I don't know. I don't want to sign off on that. What the fuck? Listen, I've got no respect for no Gentiles. And that myself included. I think this is the year I'm going to like stop all the fucking tomfoolery, you know what I mean? I think I'm going to have to just take a fucking big whack of acid though at some point. I think that should be the plan. Do you know what I mean? Do you guys know what I mean? My missus is on a work call, so I'm dragging this one out. I'm dragging this out. Whether you like it or not. Welcome to the radio show, guys. You can get better off, you know what I mean? You're like fucking a radio show with your best mate, Mark. It's fucking sick. It's sick. Anyway. So, World War III, what do you guys do? Are you guys, if there's conscription, is that what it's called? Conscription? I get conscripted, but I'll definitely go. I don't even know what side I'm fucking gonna fight on. What I'm gonna do is, before I get conscripted, I'll be like, first when I'm in like basic training, I'll be like, give me the gun right now. I'll be like way too keen on getting the gun. And then I'll also talk about like, they're like, what are you gonna do with the money from the armed forces? Because obviously I'm not gonna go to war for free. and I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna get fucking tits. I'm gonna get massive fucking tits. Where's the gun? Pay me so I can get my tits, and let's go killing some. And then I'll go. I want to kill some, and I keep on going between, like, Israelis and Palestinians, and they'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? And I'll start flating the gun. As soon as they give me the gun, I'll start sucking it off. It's actually crazy they don't have me on these fucking Piers Morgan shows, like, giving actual, like, global advice. Because if you think about it, everyone would just listen to me for 5 minutes and go, we should just fucking either kill him, or maybe just not engage anymore in these conflicts, because he's frothing at the mouth and getting hard, and he's making no sense. That's going to be my comedy album. Frothing at the mouth and getting hard. The story of a horny retard. Oh, look up at that moon, boy. One day that moon's going to talk back, boy, because I've been screaming at that moon for a while. When it starts talking back, that's when the problems all will start. Mr. Moon, just tell me what to do. I'm a pagan, so all I believe in is you. You tell me what to do and I'll do it. I don't care if I have to bathe in the blood of my enemies. I'll do it, Mr. Moon. You just tell me. Just give me a sign. Give me a sign and I'll start killing. When is the fuck our meeting going to be over? I can't be out here. The longer I'm on the mic alone, the more deranged I get, you know what I mean? Let's see how deranged I can get. I was just going through Instagram there a while ago, and I was just looking at some people that I fucking hate. I'm so close to naming names. There's some fucking absolute gomies out there, let me tell you. Most of them are comedians. Most of the biggest spastic fucking retards are pursuing comedy right now. And some of the cunts are making money. And by God, it makes me want to get my big 16-inch serrated hunting knife out and just go scalping. Is that right, Mr. Moon? Is that what I should do? I should scalp. The moon just winked at me. That means yes. This is really good stuff. Fucking hell, 17 minutes. I should wrap it up. This is really good. If you hung on till the end of this, you got to message me. And you got to call into the podcast, because you're as fucking stupid as I am. And I need someone on my level. I fucking need you. It's just me in the jungle. It's me in the dark jungle. And I'm staring into the void. And the void is telling me, go lick a fucking window, you fucking dumb cunt. Folks, I love you. We've done it. We'll keep on doing it. The number one radio DJ there is, that I know. You're not alone. I'm speaking to you right now. You are not alone. I'm with you till the very end. I will hold hands with you as we burn down a government building, then we burn down a school, then we burn down a homeless shelter, and then there'll be nothing left to burn besides ourselves. Isn't that romantic? Like Shakespeare. God bless.